good evening, Roger. When it came to looking at ways of distinguishing art fraud from genuine art, how did frequency kind of come up as an idea?
Mm-hmm. Well, most art is produced with the idea that people are going to look at it. So it's designed with colours that are in the visible range. So, in the visible spectrum ranging from red through to blue or indigo, violet and so on. But you can get extra information about it by going outside the visible range, so using some invisible radiation to look at the artwork. So that idea is not particularly new. People have been doing that for a long time. But what we're doing new is using a particular sort of radiation that hasn't been used much before, which is terahertz radiation. And so that's given us some new information.
And how can terahertz spectroscopy specifically help detect art fraud? So what's so good about using that particular frequency?
Right. Well, if you consider different types of radiation, they have different characteristics. And so this gives them different useful applications. So something probably most people are familiar with is X-rays, which are at higher frequencies than visible light, but they're still light in the sense of electromagnetic radiation. And of course, that can be used to go through material and look what's inside and underneath it and so on. And so that gives information you don't see with the unaided eye. Now, if we go to the other side of the visible spectrum, so instead of going to higher frequencies, we go to lower frequencies, we come into the infrared, and then we come into the what's called the near infrared, the far infrared, the very far infrared, and somewhere around there is where we hit this these frequencies that we classify as terahertz. And so it's a form of light, but it's an invisible light, and it gives a different way of looking at things from what we get from our human eye. So, for example, if you shine terahertz radiation through something like paper or plastic, it tends to go through very easily, whereas if you've got a black piece of paper or black piece of plastic, of course, you can't see through that with your eye. On the other hand, things like a window, a glass window that you can see through, which is the point of it with visible radiation, terahertz radiation doesn't go through that very well. So it gives a different types of information to visible light, which then can be useful for distinguishing, for example, pigments in a painting.
And from what I understand at the moment, using terahertz spectroscopy hasn't actually been implemented in a way of detecting art fraud. Is it likely that art galleries and collectors will start to use this as a way of detecting fraud?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And so it's as these different techniques develop and come online, then they're taken up by art galleries and conservators and, even, as you say, perhaps private owners. But so people now certainly use X-rays to look at paintings. They use ultraviolet light. So ultraviolet light gives fluorescence. It, again, shows up particular types of pigments in a painting. They use infrared information. So all of these are complementary tools which give additional information about the composition of the painting. And of course, people make physical studies of the material, and they might look at the form of the framing, the gilding on the frame, all sorts of ways of looking at a piece of art. So we're starting at a very fundamental level, looking at the basic elements of the pigments that then are part of the painting, that are then applied using some sort of medium onto then some sort of a substrate or backing, typically canvas. And what we found actually is that the canvas is quite transparent to terahertz radiation, but even in canvas, which looks fairly uniform, there's a lot of variation in the terahertz signal across it. So that's one of our lines of investigation, just trying to pin that down. We're also then looking at the binders that pigments are put in. But in this particular study that we just reported last month, we were focusing on the pigments themselves. And with the pigments, there's a very large range out there that are produced and they're used by different artists and so on. So we're only just beginning to build up a database of the different pigments that are available. And we started with the quinacridones. So these are a fairly well-defined set of chemicals that come in different forms that we're able to characterise quite accurately using, say, X-ray diffraction to tell exactly what we've got, and looking carefully at the terahertz signature. So then the idea is we'll build up a database of lots of different pigments and their signatures. canvases and so on, and be able to tell very accurately exactly what's in a particular painting or in a particular part of a particular painting.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, Roger. We really appreciate you making the time.
All right. No trouble. My pleasure.